Sorry, wrong trajectory. A few months back, maybe even a year ago, I found out my neighbor was dying of cancer, or at least it was terminal. The reality is, like, I have no idea what to do about death, how to handle it. I haven't really been very close to death. Most of my close loved ones have been around, or the death that I know, I'm not around it. It's one of those things where, what would I want in that situation? And that's how you end up treating people. And there's a little bit of a cop-out aspect to this, but I've tried to respect their privacy and, you know, obviously offered condolences and offered any support, but generally I'm not going over and knocking on their door unannounced. Some of that is because I don't know what to do, I don't know what to say, and some of that is just respecting their privacy. I'm not going to get in people's business. There is a small kind of funny aspect to this, which is the woman, the wife of the person, she's very similar in Sarah. and I mean this in the best way possible. We kind of joke about it because, like, Sarah's kind of a micromanager, a high strung micromanager, you know, all this stuff. And that's how the neighbor is as well. And I saw her struggling with some snow removal the other day, and I, you know, just ran over there. They're not good at asking for help either. So I just ran over there. I'm like, I'm going to do your driveway. I know you have snow people. I'm going to do your driveway. And so she had informed me that her husband was in the hospital, and she kind of alluded to the fact that he was probably not going to be coming home. So we hug, and you know, of course, I say if there's anything you need, et cetera, all the things you're supposed to say, at least I think. And then Sarah, being kind of the person that she is, she also went over there. And I guess the woman was talking about Gaza and everything that's going on over there instead of talking about her husband. And Sarah comes back over and is like, hey, you know, she was talking about Gaza and not her husband. And it was a little, you know, different. And I said, this is great. And I kind of chuckled because I said, it's kind of nice to see how she's behaving, because you two are so similar. I get a glimpse into what you will be like when I am on my deathbed. Just this kind of like neurotic, like, don't think about it, don't think about this awful thing, put it off to the side, you know, all this stuff. And you know, I don't know, maybe that's morbid or whatever, but I do think Sarah's gonna be totally neurotic if and when I go before she does. Another small story, maybe on a more uplifting note, is I got my first compliment at the gym the other day. And you might think, like, well, okay, what? What? And so I've been going to the gym at least 4 times a week since August, since I got back from my India trip. And within that span, I've also been going like almost nearly every day, but no less than 3 to 4 days a week. So I've been putting in a lot of work at the gym, and I see a lot of people, of course, and there's about 2 regulars, and then there's some people that are kind of like at the same regularity as I am. And you might think, like, oh, you got a compliment. It was from a woman or, you know, somebody that's like romantically interested in you or flirting or whatever. And no, that's absolutely not the case. one of the two regulars said to me, we kind of came to the little cubbies at the same time, and usually we stay out of each other's way. I very much, again, kind of like the neighbor situation, I just keep my head down. I just kind of keep my head down and don't talk to anyone, don't really interact with anyone. I'm not there to socialize or anything like that. But we kind of come there, and I don't have my headphones in, and he's putting his stuff away and whatnot. And it was kind of like, And we've kind of nodded at each other. It's kind of weird that you have seen this human almost every single day for the last, you know, 100, 150 days. And you just kind of nod, and that's all you know about them. You don't know their name. You don't know anything. So it was kind of this like awkward situation where it's like, I see you almost every single day. And now we're like literally within inches of each other. And usually we're not. They're on their side of the gym or whatever, but I'm like, hey, and he's like, hey, and I'm like, hey, we should probably introduce each other and kind of, you know, just lean into the awkwardness is what I do usually. And so I find out his name and everything. And he's like, he said to me, you're really dedicated. And I go, you know, I'm just here to, you know, get more fit or whatever. And he's like, no, yeah, I see you. You're putting in the work. And, it was kind of cool. He's like, we chit chat, you know, he's like, I've been coming here for 10, 15 years. And like it shows that he's been going there a lot. And he's like, you know, you're putting in the work and you're doing it the right way. And I'm like, I'm just following my app, you know, cause that's what I do. I just do whatever my app tells me to do. The guy yelling at me on my app anyway. But it was nice. It was nice to like get a little bit of like unsolicited. I wasn't fishing for compliments or anything like that, but it was cool to see like somebody saying like, hey, I see the hard work you're putting in. That's kind of nice. Like maybe I'll flex in the mirror and then send Sarah a picture or something and fish for a compliment that way or whatever, or I'll feel good about myself. But it's nice to get like unsolicited positive feedback. It's pretty rare in my world that I get that. And with that, I'll let you go. Bye.